At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. First observing the subsidies necessary to keep the German people happy for their green intentions, and then discovering the German people are balking when they learn that their overwhelming favor for the promises of net zero mean that it's going to be paid for out of their taxes, out of their pockets. And then the reluctance and the hesitation and the pullback and the protest. This is true of farmers in Germany, farmers in Rome, in Italy, farmers in France, farmers in the Netherlands. It's true across the board, but in this instance, Joe applies the same logic to electric vehicles in the United States. In the future, will they be mandated, and is the public going to pay for it, and what are the costs? Here's Joseph Sternberg speaking of the EV in your future, perhaps. Mine too.
Yes, and the reason that they aren't buying often has to do with the costs, which is something that electric vehicles are becoming so contentious precisely because they encapsulate all of these costs. I mean, first, you have the higher cost of the electric vehicle itself, and there are tax subsidies available for that, but only partly. And then you have the high cost of insuring them because various factors about the way that they're manufactured and the costs of the batteries mean that if you get into an accident with one, it's going to be very expensive for your insurance company to fix, so your premiums are higher. And then you have the cost in terms of lack of convenience from the fact that your range is limited. And it takes longer to charge an electric vehicle than it does to fill up a regular gasoline car. And, you know, voters, as soon as they really start thinking in a serious way about some of these trade-offs, because they are visiting the dealer's lot and deciding what they want to buy next as their new car, are concluding that they do not want to pay the costs for the electric vehicles. And right now, they aren't facing a mandate from the government that they do it, but California and even the Federal Environmental Protection Agency are pushing forward with rules that ultimately are going to require that voters buy these. And I think it's a really interesting question whether the voters are going to be prepared to go along for that ride.
More of this later. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.